Hey, we've got more rock and roll that's still to come. It's Thursday, and of course, we're off on this morning adventure, and it's led us all the way to Camellia, Arkansas, all the way to the Bayou Resort, where we're going to visit with Gary Faraci and get our weekly Lake Norfolk fishing report. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Gary. How are you on this beautiful Thursday morning? We're sitting at 65 degrees. I know we're going to get hotter than Dickens, but right now it's beautiful.
Yes, it is. It really is. It is, I love, you know, these, I love the morning. I'm a morning person, without a doubt. I love it. And it is going to get hot, but, you know, that's just kind of part of the deal that we all bargain for. Hey, Lake Norfolk's at 560.60 as of, let's see, 4:30 yesterday. So we haven't got the newest reading yet, but it was up 0.13. So, you know, lake is up a little bit, but still in pretty good shape. Is there any floating debris or any of that? I'd like to start there.
I was out sometime this past week, one evening, and it looked great. I mean, water clear, basically no floating debris in the water. It looked awesome. It is up a little bit. We still have plenty of parking down here at the launch ramp and stuff as of a few days ago. It looks great. It's in great shape right now at 560. And at 560, the fishing is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's more brush covered and stuff in that. And, it's been a pretty good week. I've had a lot of guys telling me and gals how good the fishing's been this past week.
Well, you know, fisher people, man, they some excuse me, I didn't inhale, but some of the folks earlier, you know, they were the bass fishermen, and I totally get it. I'm not saying they were wrong, but you know, they were a little hacked because, you know, they couldn't fish the brush, that part of the structure, and well, now guess what? There's brush you can cast up in now.
Yeah, I think what their problem was they were too busy checking out the mermaids.
Yeah, I know.
And you know, but the crappie bite's been great this past week. A few different Bobby Garland colors have been excellent, and live bait's been the trick this past in the crappie this past week.
What depth are you hearing? I mean, you know, they're not up on the bank, are they?
No, they are on brush, 15 to 20 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, and a couple of people got limits, but a lot of 8, 10, 12, and then bigger, 14-inch size and that on the crappie. It's been a really good week for the crappie.
Now, the bass bite, the largemouth, the line side, Kentucky, are they, you know, that should be really good right now.
We had an awesome weekend. We had a small bass club from St. Louis come down last weekend. I think they had about 15 boats, and they did incredible. They hadn't fished down here in Norfolk in quite some time, mm-hmm. and everybody caught fish. Everybody in the club caught fish. You know, sometimes during tournaments, you know, you only get two or you get three or whatever. You know, everybody got limits of fish. It was, it was really good weekend for bass fishing.
Mm-hmm. And the striper, the whites, and the hybrids, how's that? Where's that at now?
It's still going on. It's a mix between, there's some guys out there, it's all they do is jig form, you know, with their all their electronics and stuff. They find them, they jig for them, and those guys are doing good. The guys that are using live bait are still doing well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The
topwater bite, is it still going on?
It in the morning, some guys are finding it and stuff. I couldn't keep some. Super Spook Junior has been the ticket on the topwater bite and a few different colors. I couldn't keep them in stock here. And thanks to all the guys over at Nabitac, where I get 99% of all my bait and tackle and stuff, they've kept me in good supply of some of the lures and plastics and stuff in that, because we've been going through it. Yeah. But the topwater bite's been good. The white rooster tails on for the whites have been really good. They've been working excellent. So it's been a really good week. And here we are in second week of June, you know, and it's still going good.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, before you know it, it's going to be the 4th. And, yeah, I mean, it's just time flies, you know. It just
it does.
You know, somebody, you know, please pump the brakes. Slow it down.
Even the water temperature is warm, and that's going to change this week because it's going to be really hot. But
yeah.
It's been in the low, mid-80s, 82, 83 in that range, 84. So it's not horrible at all, you know. It's not bad at all. And that's just, that's the surface temperature. It's cooler, you know. You get down there, it gets cooler.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're in good shape, man. If we can just keep that lake level where it's at and not go too much higher, we'll be excellent.
Outstanding. Well, Gary, for folks that want to know more, you know, maybe get a room, get a cabin for a weekend or a week, how can they get a hold of you?
Hey, Gary, they can always give us a call at 870-467-5277. Our Facebook page, best place to drop us a line, leave a comment on there or something, check out some of the pictures. And then, as always, our website, thebayouresort.com.
Right on. Hey, we appreciate you, and we'll catch up with you next week.
All right, sounds good. Hey, just want to say real quick, happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. Be safe on Sunday and enjoy your families.
That's right. It's a big day. It's Daddy Day. Daddy Day's coming up. All right, thanks, Gary.
Hey, thanks, Gary. Talk to you next week.
All right, we got the good job there, Gary, for watching.